Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Billy Thunder and the Night Gate, written by Isabel Carmody and read by Rebecca McCauley. Be sure to visit our website on www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording. The dedication reads, "This book is for my mother, because all children, out of love, try to save their mothers." Acknowledgements. Thanks to Sue, who rescued the manuscript from the cleaners and provided a kindred spirit when I most needed one. And to Virginia, who continues to give me good advice on all fronts. Thanks also to editors Erica Irving, who began this journey with me, and Sandy Webster, who made me dig deeper than I thought I could and brought me to the end. And thanks to Bear, Elle, Billy, Goatee, and Mr. Walker for being part of my life. Isabel Carmody will donate 10% of royalties earned from Billy Thunder and the Night Gate to the RSPCA, so that each copy sold will help care for mistreated and abandoned animals. If human lives be, for their very brevity, sweet, then beasts' lives are sweeter still. Chapter 1. Rach Winaway was sitting under the big, untidy shrub that grew beneath the window of the next-door neighbour's kitchen. Mr. Walker was curled asleep on her lap, and Bear lay alongside her. From time to time she caught sight of Elle and Billy through the leaves as they romped together. The shrub was around...